We talk about ecotourism and sustainable tourism, but what do these terms actually mean? And are they interchangeable? Kostas Christ is from Beyond Green Travel.
Well, they're not interchangeable. Ecotourism is responsible travel to natural areas that protects the environment and sustains the well-being of local people. Sustainable tourism takes the ideas of ecotourism, which are really about experiencing the natural environment, and applies the principles of environmental sustainability, support for the protection of cultural and natural heritage, and social and economic well-being in terms of benefits to local peoples, and applies that to the entire tourism industry, whether it's a cruise ship, whether it's an airline, whether it's a city hotel. The idea is that all tourism should act in a way that is sustainable when it comes to the planet and ensure that it's delivering responsibly to benefit people's livelihoods.
And how much do you think people get confused about the fact that they're going on an ecotourism holiday, but it's not necessarily a sustainable tourism holiday?
It's a terminology issue, so I can understand that with the average travelers. But when it comes to ecotourism, keep in mind this. Ecotourism and nature tourism are not the same thing. Ecotourism is really a set of principles and practices. Yes, it's about experiencing nature, but rather than going on a trip into nature, for example, where we harm the environment or damage it or leave our litter behind or otherwise act in an irresponsible way that doesn't help protect the environment, ecotourism says when we go on a nature holiday, we should do it in such a manner that actually enhances and contributes to the protection of the environment we visited, whether that's rare and endangered wildlife, whether that is hiking through the mountains or what have you.
And if you're a company and you want to engage in sustainable tourism, is it going to cost you loads and loads of money or is it going to make you money?
Well, there's two parts to that. The question of does sustainable tourism, if you're a company, cost you a lot of money? Not necessarily. I could tell you right now that if it's a travel business, in terms of my own work, I could walk in the door and probably lower a company's cost by 25% just by being more efficient, pointing out to them things that they could do better that will reduce their costs and improve their environmental footprint. Once you get that, the so-called low-hanging fruit, which is just learning how to do things right. Do you leave your lights on? Do you leave your windows open? You know, do you run your air conditioning at so cold that everybody's got to run around with a coat on inside? All that kind of silly stuff, which isn't really necessary. Are we using plastic cups when we don't need to, when we could use, you know, recyclable paper cups? Then you get into some of the next level, and the next level will cost money. It doesn't necessarily cost loads of money, but the fact of the matter is we need to remember that we have traditionally lived in an economy that has operated on the basis that you can make money and throw your environmental damage out the back door for somebody else to pay for. And that person is the taxpayer. You know, they ultimately suffer from environmental damage and pay the cost for cleaning it up. Why shouldn't businesses be responsible for their practices? If they're doing it environmentally friendly, hats off to them. If suddenly they have to dip into their profit a little bit to be more environmentally friendly, well, that's called including natural capital in your business model. Your profit and loss statement should include your environmental impact.
You've talked about in your presentation at the conference, for example, the fact that actually by doing these things, include the low-hanging fruit and even the bit that's the slightly higher-hanging fruit, can actually make you money. So what examples are there to support that actually you will affect your bottom line in a positive way?
Probably the world's largest sustainably designed resort complex, for example, would be in Las Vegas, and that's called City Center. LEED certified, a vast infrastructure for water conservation, the only cogeneration electricity plant on the Las Vegas Strip, etc. Don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting that Las Vegas is a sustainable model. It isn't. But what I'm saying is that you have a company that went in there and built within a city, built on sustainable terms, and it cost them more money to do that. And when I asked the CEO of that company, in this case MGM for City Center, why did they spend that more money when they could have gotten off doing something cheaper and less environmentally friendly? They said, we built this resort for the future. We built it for today's travelers who are thinking more about the environment. We believe that we are going to not only recoup that, but we're going to make money at it. One more example, the company Six Senses Resorts, Hotels and Spas. Six Senses is a global brand, 26 spas, 14 different resorts around the world. Their core entire operating principle is sustainable tourism best practice, okay? They didn't wake up one morning and say, hey guys, let's just do something sustainable. That'll be more fun. No, they woke up one morning and they said, you know what? We care about the planet and we can make money at it also. We're going to embark on sustainable best practices. One, because we believe in it. And two, because we know there'll be a business model that will deliver the profits to sustain it.
That's Kostas Krist from Beyond Green Travel, speaking at the Eco-Tourism and Sustainable Tourism Conference in Nairobi.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.